You're now listening to the Drive Time Radio Show on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill. My name is Vern. I'm in the building with my good friend and pal, my bud, Slay Diddy.
Yes, yes. Happy to be back. Not officially yet, but in a week.
Listen, you know, I don't think...
Countdown is on.
It is. I don't think that I could do this interview, these interviews today, without your help. These are major interviews that we're going to do today.
Yeah,
you know,
they are.
You know, and I'm excited about this one. But listen, so, you know, I didn't have a drop for you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're a guest, you know.
Yeah.
But I do have a drop for the next guest.
All right.
I have a little sign.
I'm excited.
It's not long, but I got a little sign. Now, I know it might be cheesy, but let's go. You get it? Did it make any sense? Ladies and gentlemen, today in the building with us, we have Cricket Coleman. And that's why I'm going to play the cricket sounds again, because I had to look all over for those things, you know.
Yeah, we got to get all the use out of it as we can.
Because I'm wondering about the name, but...
Yeah. So watch, let me drop my knowledge on it real quick.
Okay.
So, when you were born,
yeah,
your siblings
yeah.
actually came up with this name, right?
Sort of.
Explain.
Okay. So we had a woman taking care of us, and she said I was as smart as Jiminy Cricket from Pinocchio, and my siblings picked it up from there.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Did they call you Cricket in school?
Everywhere,
cool.
Because when I saw your sign, it said, like, vote for Cricket, I was like, this is the coolest sign out of, like, everybody's.
So, Cricket, can you please explain to the listeners what position you are running for, and what, why do you have the interest to run for that actual position?
Sure. So I am running for Columbia County Coroner, and I have been asked many times why I'm running. And the answer is I have a lot of experience in death investigation. I was a medical examiner in New York City for 10 years. And I moved up to Columbia County to Claverick 3.5 years ago, full time. Mm-hmm. At that point, I really wanted to become involved in the community, and I thought my best skill set was investigating death. I've never really had a lot of experience with a coroner system, and so I'm really interested in learning how that works, but I believe that I am really qualified to do that job, and I really wanted to give something back to this community I call home.
Okay.
So, for those of us like myself, what the hell does a coroner do?
Yeah,
like, I'm often forced to watch Law and Order, so like I see the coroner like pop up with the coroner jacket, and they're like,
I was going to ask you that too.
Or they like are talking in the circle, or we can't do anything until the coroner gets here. And like,
okay,
so like, what does that mean?
Before you say anything, because you mentioned Law and Order, and I was going to ask you that. Is that like a medical examiner and a coroner? Are they the same? Because what's the difference between
That's
the,
a good
both
question.
Of them?
A medical examiner and a coroner are not the same. So a medical examiner is a medical doctor who is trained in forensic pathology. And you'll see, pardon me, you'll see a medical examiner on Law and Order.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her name's Melinda. I watch the show a lot. I'm sorry.
That's okay. A coroner is an elected position. And the coroner works with the various agencies to investigate death in the jurisdiction in which they work. They do not perform autopsies, which a medical examiner does. They don't have to be a medical doctor. They don't have to have any medical training whatsoever, actually. But they are involved in death investigation and communicating with families.
Is this something that you always wanted to do? I mean, you are an MD, so when you started out, did you start out and say, this is what I want to do?
I actually worked at the medical examiner's office in New York City in their DNA lab before I went to medical school, and I became very familiar with what they did, and I found it incredibly interesting. What I really loved about it was the sort of intellectual part of it, the puzzle aspect, figuring things out, in addition to the science, and I'm really taken with anatomy and dissection. I really enjoyed that.
You are married, right?
Yes, I am.
So when you think of someone that's in a field like that, you know, what does your husband do? Because you would think, like, would I want to marry someone that's just really working with dead people all the time?
Actually, I think for a while, the medical examiner career was a pretty sexy career. I mean, they like it on television.
Yeah. They make it cool.
My husband is a photographer. Oh. So,
I could see it. I could see it. I don't see how eHarmony could put it together.
I get it.
So, one of the cool things that, you know, when I did my research, we read a journal, was that you were in New York City during 9/11.
Correct.
Yeah. Can you tell us about that experience? Because, I read about you walking across bridges and all types of cool stuff to help people.
So 9/11, I was in my fourth year of medical school, and I had actually taken that month off. I woke up to the news that a plane had crashed into one of the towers. And I, like everybody else, was glued to my television and the news to see what was happening. Because at that point, we didn't know. I lived in Brooklyn Heights at the time, and my downstairs neighbor came up and she said, "Put on your scrubs, we're going to the World Trade Center." And I was fairly reluctant in the beginning because I didn't know what was going on. But I did, and we just walked over the bridge and we walked to Ground Zero, and we just started helping out wherever we could. Most of the things that we did at that point and for the following days were really just tending to the first responders who were on the pile. It was incredibly dusty. And so most of what we did in addition to just tending to small wounds and injuries was rinsing their eyes out with saline so that they could actually see what they were doing.
6 degrees of separation. And I'm only going to say that until we go on to our next interview. That's all I'm
You got to put it all together. It's like Law and Order. You got to watch it all, the show, to get it. That was foreshadowing, I think it's called. Another thing that I read was you actually performed over 1,500 autopsies.
Correct.
Wow. Can you tell us about that?
Sure.
And first of all, how did you get that number? Like, did you count, you go home to your husband, you're like, "We're at 700. He had a little cake for you.
No. I kept a log of all of the cases I did. It's an approximate number, that number, because I don't think I still have that log. But, it's approximately, for 2 years I was doing a fellowship. Well, actually, for 1 year I was doing a fellowship that just, I would examine the brain and the heart. So I did that for a year. But in general, it's about 200 to 250 autopsies per year.
Sheesh.
Now I got a question, and I'm going to use a strange way to get to it, okay?
Okay.
When I was younger and I played video games, I would play video games till it was time to go to bed. And then when I went to bed, I would dream about the actual video game that I played. Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah, I do.
I see what you did there. I appreciated that, right? Yeah, you stepped it up since I've been gone.
I missed you, man. So, Cricket, are these visions in your head when you go to sleep?
I'm not sure how dark I can get on your show, but
Yeah, this is what we do. We're trying to win a radio Emmy.
I've only ever had one autopsy-related dream while I was a medical examiner. And that was me doing my own autopsy, actually.
Well, that's super creepy. Yeah.
No, that's deep.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
I like that. That's
kind of
cool.
Did you enjoy doing your own? How did you feel?
I was kind of just in awe that I could do that.
So, what's, the best part of your job, and what's, the worst part?
I would say the best part of my job, the part that I miss about my job, which is one of the reasons that I'm running for coroner, was the interaction with families of the decedents. I found that incredibly rewarding. It required a lot of compassion. It required, sometimes education. And it was in the times where I was able to do it, it felt very good that I was able to comfort the families in such a horrible time. And there was no worse part of my job.
That's a little cheesy. You went political on this thing. went a little political. I'm a supporter, so I'm not going to push the issue there.
No.
I don't want to offend any.
No.
So why should people vote for you?
Well, I think that I am really quite qualified to do this job. I have a lot of experience with death investigation. I think it's important to have somebody who knows what to look for at the scene of a death. I'm very circumspect when it comes to evaluating the evidence that I have in front of me. I also think that I would be a really good communicator with the forensic pathologist who actually was conducting the autopsy, which I would not be doing. And, you know, I think I'm very good at communicating with families in a really difficult time.
So a coroner, when you get to the scene, like say there's a murder, you look for, don't make me laugh, like as we're in the middle, you look for like whatever evidence, like to figure out how the person died.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is like that the gist? Because I think I'm that when I watch First 48. No, so when I hear something, I'm like, nah, the splatter, they was dragged. Are you really, like, you're that person? Like, that's the person.
Right. That's the person in conjunction with other agencies, with the police or the sheriff. Mm-hmm. Sure, you are one of those people.
What about that that show, How to Get Away with Murder?
Yeah, that's my show.
I know that. Mm-hmm. So is there a way... Well, maybe we shouldn't talk about that.
Is there a way to get away with murder?
No.
Can
you
talk about that?
No,
because
I know,
like,
that's your show, though.
Like, I really wanted to learn, like, and I think you did a great job of telling us, like, about the position and stuff, because whenever it comes about, I'm like, I don't know. I like cricket. Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Like, she seems really cool. But I think a lot of people are really not sure because it's not one of the like big ticket election items. And so, you know, you want people to get out and support and know exactly, you know, what they're supporting. So we definitely appreciate you for coming in.
I thank you for coming in. And we're going to give you the clap. And that's special. When you get the clap, it's not the clap
rap. Yeah, it's big.
Wait, hold on. Quickie, hold on. I'm glad you're here because I need some help.
Oh, boy.
See, the clap.
No, listen. Now, I like to call it the applause. You know, because someone like yourself, like you have MD behind your name. I mm-hmm. like to call it the applause. But this gentleman, oh, no, we have to call it the clap.
Because when we started the show, we called it the clap. And as our show started getting more popular and we started having people like yourself and the sheriff and superintendents and, you know, a few celebrities that we had, they wanted to change it to the applause. And I was like, no, you guys getting Hollywood on us. Like, we can't. This is our identity. Like, we started this as the clap. So we have to maintain who we are.
Yeah. I'd rather give you
the clap. So that's the debate.
I'm okay with
that.
All
right. See? Well, I'm going to give you the clap. And then after I give you the clap, there's one rule. You can't talk to the clap. You got to let it absorb. You earned it. But then after that, I want you just to give your last words on, again, and like Kamal said, why people should vote for you and when Election Day is and exactly what they have to do.
And where they can see your stuff, reach out, like any of your website or whatever.
Yeah. Clap. By the way, we're the only programmers on this radio station that has a clap.
Yes. Okay.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you guys for having me and making me feel comfortable. That was my first time on the radio.
And you did great.
Yeah, you did excellent.
And I'm just supposed to close out here. So thanks, thanks everybody for listening. I think I've said everything about why you should vote for me. I think I'm very qualified for the position. I think I would do a great job. And for any more detailed information, you can visit my website at cricket4coroner.com.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. On Facebook, Andrea Cricket Coleman, MD, at Cricket for Coroner. That's what I believe. I just looked you up.
Yeah, thanks.
Look you up. All right. We're going to take a break. And we Cricket, you did excellent. You can't take your headphones off. I got to give you another clap. You did so well.
Yeah, I hear it.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, we'll be right back.